Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Bob McNulty, CEO of Beyond Commerce. Beyond Commerce trades on the OTC bulletin board. Their ticker symbol is BYOC, and the company is an advertising and e-commerce provider, formerly BoomJ. Thanks for joining us today, Bob.
Thank you, Juan. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about Beyond Commerce.
Great. And start off by telling us about how the company is going to integrate SMS text messaging into the market.
Yeah, we're going to – one of the issues is not technology for text messaging to the market. It's really who has the customers that can take advantage of MSS text messaging or coupons. So since we're out with local ad links selling customers in the market, this gives us the opportunity to do an add-on sale or transaction for the customer. And through our research, we found that text messaging actually is a very potent force for coupons. In other words, if you send a coupon out, you can usually get a 20 to 30% bump in your revenues immediately from that. So we're going to deploy that. And then what we're doing within each market, we're creating a network within the network by allowing each of the small businesses within a market. And let's say we're talking about Henderson, Nevada for a second. So let's say we have 100 or 150 small businesses in Henderson, and they sign up for the text messaging and the opt-in program. So Joe's Pizza, who would only usually dial into his small base of customers, now has the opportunity to dial into a larger base of maybe those 200 or so businesses. So we think it's a winning strategy, and we're really going to get this underway in the next 60 to 90 days when we launch it.
Great. And talk about the company's has three main, I say you could call it subsidiaries, AdLink or platforms, AdLink and
right.
BoomJ. And so talk about that and some of the applications in the market and
sure.
As well as iSupply.
Yeah, let me kind of go back just a little bit. When we started the company, we were actually a social network focused on baby boomers and Generation Jones business. And then when the advertising market slowed down about 14, 15 months ago, we started looking at different avenues of driving business or transactions or revenues for the company. Then we started looking at our own e-commerce platform, which is a lot like an Amazon.com store, and started thinking about how could you integrate that into a full-blown ad network. So we developed Local Ad Link as a business store directory or small business directory with a large direct sales force, taking those ads and then populating that throughout BoomJ and then throughout iSupply, which is our e-commerce platform. And we send the e-commerce platform out virally with a widget. So you just copy and paste some code. We have demand right now for around 40 to 50,000 websites to launch our iSupply store into that carries all of our advertising. So it's a unique strategy, and it is working. Local AdLinks last month had over 10 million page views. So we're very happy with the performance on a very early stage company. The company is cash flow positive. In the last quarter, we had a significant uptick in our revenues.
So, yeah, talk about the value drivers behind the company's Q1 results announced today, which were particularly strong.
Yeah, I mean, what happened as we launched, I think a couple of things are working for us. One, I think one is, you know, the economy's in pretty hard shape right now. So we provide the opportunity for independent sales reps to make direct commissions of up to 50% with us. And so that opportunity's in the marketplace. So we've deployed a huge sales force, and they're selling ads every day that go into our system. They get displayed up into our www.localadlink.com site, and those ads then get pushed out into the internet through about 180 or so affiliates that we have. So it's a very low-cost way for a small business owner to get into the marketplace. If you did the same kinds of things that we're doing and you were using SEO or some other techniques, it may cost you $2,000 to $3,000 a month as opposed to $199 a month. So we're having a great success with it. And the small businesses that we're dealing with like it because most of them don't have a web presence. So we take all the hassle out of that. So we have, like, our business directory for them. When you click on it, it has videos, has coupons, pictures, reviews, et cetera. So it's like having a mini website inside of our local ad links.
Great. And there's a 25% growth in local ad links independent sales force. Talk about some of the trends in the market and how well some of the other trends in the market and how well positioned is Beyond Commerce to capitalize on them.
Well, I think we're really well positioned. We've tried to find that niche in the market, so we're not butting heads with all the big guys. So our marketplace for local ad link and the way we deploy it is really in the small business. And most of our small businesses that we deal with want to get on the net, but they're not sophisticated enough and don't have the time enough to manage that process. So we've been able to give them a great opportunity at a very low cost to get up on the net. So I think we've actually positioned ourselves in the marketplace. Our customer base, our small businesses are less technically advanced as opposed to some of the other people that may advertise on some of the larger ad networks out there.
And what differentiates the company from other players in your sector?
I think the biggest thing that differentiates us, you know, one is our technology and integrating that through our iSupply, which gives us our own ad network, and I think we'll deploy within 100,000 websites by sometime in the fall. But I think the biggest difference that we have a direct sales force today of 30, 40,000 people that have signed up in the last 120 days. So we've been rapidly putting together a virtual training program to make sure that they're very well trained when they go out and sell the ads and deploy these ads. So I think the biggest differentiator really is having this direct sales force with feet on the ground, calling on small businesses, working with those people, loading the ads themselves so the small business owner doesn't have to be labored with doing that themselves.
And you started talking about some of the challenges. Talk a little bit more about some of the challenges that the company faces and your strategies for overcoming them.
Well, like any business that rapidly grows, you know, one challenge are people, obviously. We've been scurrying to hire some of the best technology people. We've built that technology side of our business up. We've tripled the size almost of our company internally over the last 120 days. So that's been a challenge, but we're pretty well ahead of the curve. We had to rapidly get up to speed on our technology side and build out a different array to handle the traffic that we've been getting, and that just got deployed last week. And we're seeing great impact on that. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a lot of small things that you have to identify in your business and correct and make corrections as you go to deploy, you know, in a rapid growth business model.
And yeah, talk about the growth. Is it more organic, or are you looking for M&A activities as a catalyst to continued growth?
No, we're not looking for really any M&A activity. It's going to be all organic growth, principally because what we do is kind of unique. So we just think we can keep growing this, you know, quarter over quarter through this year profitably, have some, you know, continue to have very rapid growth. And the other thing that we've been contacted on is also the ability to expand internationally because, you know, as you know, there are small businesses all over the world. So we've been contacted to see about expanding into Canada and Australia and different marketplaces.
And walk us through your background and experience as well as that of your key management team.
Yeah, we have a very strong management team. The president of our company who takes care of brand management is Wendy Burrow Johnson. She's been in the marketing advertising space for 25 years. She was with NBC and some of the big name people. She's been with us since day one almost. Mark Nofke, our CFO, has been in Fortune 500 companies, very strong financial background. And then Bo White recently joined us, senior vice president, has a terrific technology and marketing background both, and he's heading up the operations side of our business on a daily basis. And then we have another individual, Ben Clark, who actually runs local ad link for us, who's got background in marketing and sales and operations. So we're very well balanced. Myself, I've been in the retail sector for 30-plus years. And technology and the internet space for the last 10 or 15 years, but kind of have watched since, believe it or not, 1987 was my first look at the internet. I don't even think they called it the internet then. So we've got a strong management team, but probably more importantly, we've got a very strong mid-management team, and that's really critical because we're balanced in technology, we're balanced in marketing, we're balanced in e-commerce. So we're balancing the financial side of the business when it comes to either corporate finance or reporting or compliance and all those kinds of issues. So we're pretty strong, we're pretty balanced, and we've kind of grown just a little bit in front of the wave. We haven't really got on, you know, got behind it, but we're still right in the front of it a little bit.
And, Bob, what specific objectives have you and the management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, a couple of things we think are critical. One is continuing to hire the right people culturally for our company. Deploying a first-class training program, obviously, we think is critical, and to keep that program upgraded over the next 12 to 24 months for the field and training, and also internally setting the expectations and training for internal management and keeping them abreast of what's going on. So I think it's, you know, again, it's multifaceted. There's never one silver bullet that, you know, makes you win or lose. It's executing 100 different disciplines every day.
Certainly. And do investors understand the general direction that the company is headed?
I think they're starting to. I think that because where we came from and how we morphed that business over in the last 8 or 9 or 10 months, and we do have conference calls with our shareholder base and try to keep them informed as much as we can. I'm talking to the market quite a bit. But I think as this unfolds and deploys and people continually see a rapid growth, I think they'll start to understand it a little bit more, because it is a little different than what anybody's doing out there from an advertising network, and also going after the with direct salespeople on the ground after small businesses.
And once again, joining us today is Bob McNulty, CEO of Beyond Commerce, trading on the OTC Bulletin Board. Ticker symbol is BYOC, currently trading at $122 a share. Before we conclude, Bob, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Beyond Commerce as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think a couple of things. One is the size of market in the U.S. is around $7 to $8 billion for online sales for advertising. So it's a very strong marketplace. The part of the market we're into hasn't really been tapped yet. So I think those are key indicators that they should look at. I think the other thing is the management team and the mid-management team, the strength of that, how we view our business strategy going forward. And also, I think the flexibility of the team to look at, are there issues that we need to change our strategy and tactics along the way? So how flexible are we with looking at that? So I think those are all key indicators. You know, we're always trying to improve our balance sheet and looking for capital. So those are also key ingredients as we move along. But the company is doing, like I said, extraordinarily well, and we're very pleased at the results we're getting so far.
And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and growth. And I want to thank you for updating us today, Bob.
Well, Juan, I really appreciate the opportunity, and look forward to seeing you and speaking with you again.
Thank you.